Now we'll read together a passage from the Bible, which is the Word of God. And today we're going to read in the Gospel according to Luke. Luke 23, almost at the end of that Gospel, according to Luke chapter 23. And we're going to read from 38 to the end. Luke chapter 23, I will start reading from 38 to 43. This is what the Word of God says in Luke 23, 38. It says, one This is the king of the Jews, and one of them one of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you're under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." That was Luke chapter 23, from verse 38 to verse 43. We all need hope. It's very difficult to live without hope, isn't it? And there are situations in which there's little hope. The hard reality of death. It's how we find ourselves right now, isn't it? We're being hit by news of death at all times, in all places, in all means of communication. Death here in Spain, death in Italy, death in the rest of the world, and in the rest of the world. There are many deaths of elderly people, but there are also people who are younger. But today I want to tell you the story about a man who found hope in death. This man found hope on the very day of his death, just a few hours before he died. I don't know what his name was, this man in the story, but he was one of the men who died beside Jesus of Nazareth. It says here, in these verses, Luke 23, there was one of the criminals. There were criminals there with him. And when they came, two others who were criminals were led away to put to death with him. And when they came to the place that's called the skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. That's verse 32, chapter 23, 32. One of those two criminals found hope in the hard reality and before the hard reality of death. That hope that he found that day, you and I can also find. This is the hope, Christian hope. The hope that can give us, that Jesus can give us. There are four truths about Christian hope. First of all, Christian hope is a hope that we need. Why? Why do we need it? Let me give you three reasons why we need hope. Well, I'll give you three reasons why we need Christian hope. We need it because we very often despair. The things that happen to us, situations that happen to us that just make us despair, the lack of work, problems with people, problems at home, illness, sickness, and so on. According to the dictionary, despair is the lack of hope. It's where hope has disappeared. And despair is the lack, complete lack of hope. People, unfortunately, that we love do die. This is hard. It's hard to lose a loved one. That's why we really do need Christian hope. And thirdly, we need that hope because you and I too have to die someday. We know we're not immortal. We have to die sooner or later. And that too is why we need the hope, Christian hope. There's so many things, so many situations that can lead us to despair and lead us to lack of hope. But you know, that man who was dying beside Jesus that day was in a situation of complete despair. He was being crucified. He was in a terrible situation and he was dying. He needed hope. But where was that hope going to come from for that man, that criminal? In those last hours of his life, in the midst of so much pain and so much sorrow, he found hope. And you too, can find that hope. So the first truth is Christian hope is necessary. First of all, Christian hope is also hope that's wonderful. It's wonderful. Why is it wonderful? What makes Christian hope so wonderful? Why is it so wonderful? Well, there are many reasons why, but I want to give you four reasons why this hope is so wonderful. It's the hope of no longer suffering. Imagine that criminal who was dying on that cross for his crimes. And he was suffering so much that we cannot even imagine how it was for him to die bit by bit and slowly. And he wanted to stop suffering. He wanted to stop suffering. Well, Christian hope gives us the hope of no longer suffering one day. But secondly, it's wonderful too, this hope, because it is the hope of going to paradise. Look at these words of Jesus to that criminal on the other cross beside him. He said to him, "Today you'll be with me." Where? In paradise. What a hope. the idea of being able to go one day to paradise, to be in heaven with God forever. That is the hope that is being offered to us, the hope of going one day to heaven, paradise, whatever, the presence of God forever. And thirdly, Christian hope is wonderful because it's the hope of being with Jesus. And if you allow me to say to you this, this is the best thing of all. This is the most wonderful thing of all of heaven. I know that it seems wonderful for us not to suffer anymore. That's great. Nobody wants to suffer. And it's wonderful to think that we can stop suffering and we can be in a paradise. But you know what? The best of Christian hope is to be with Jesus. Is to be with Jesus, with that person who's so wonderful, Jesus, and to be with him forever. And fourthly, it's also wonderful because it's a hope of one day being raised, resurrected. We know that Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. But the Bible teaches us that we too, believers in Jesus, will be raised one day. Yes, if we die before Jesus comes in his second coming, our soul will go to be with him in paradise. But when Jesus comes back again in his glorious second coming, the Bible tells us that he is going to raise our bodies of those who've died before his coming. If you and I die, yes, if we're Christians, our souls will be with the Lord immediately. But when Jesus comes back in his second coming, he will also raise our bodies. And once more, we'll be people, body and soul, people who will be raised in the presence of the Lord forever, for all eternity. Isn't that wonderful? That is the hope. That is Christian hope. That's how wonderful it is. So it's a hope that we need. Secondly, it's a wonderful hope. But thirdly, Christian hope is also, it's a certain hope. It's a certain hope. Have you got any doubts? Maybe you think it's very difficult to believe what I'm telling you. Let me give you some reasons to believe it. The clear words here are these words of Jesus to that criminal dying beside him. He said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Today, you will be with me in paradise. I've got four questions, very simple questions about these words. First of all, who said it? Who said those words? That's easy, isn't it? We know that it was Jesus who said it to that criminal beside him. Jesus was the author of these words. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. Let me ask you, what do you think about Jesus? What do you think about Jesus? Do you think he's trustworthy? Do you think he's somebody who says the truth, who tells the truth? Yeah, I do. I do. I believe he is the person, the most dependable person in the world. If there's anybody we can trust, anybody who always tells the truth, it's him, isn't it? Jesus. And therefore, if he said that to that criminal, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," we can trust him. We can trust his words because it's him who's telling us. The second question is, what was it that Jesus said to that man? We've seen it. He said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Would you say that these words of Jesus are difficult to understand? Let me give you my interpretation of these words. Jesus, from his cross, addresses one of the two criminals, and he says to him, right today, Jesus is there, this man and the criminal. He said, you and I will be together in paradise. He told him that the two of them would be together in paradise. How did you understand those words? Do you have any other interpretation of those words? The third question is, how did Jesus say what he said to the criminal? How did he say it to him? Did Jesus maybe say something about what he hoped would happen? Was he simply giving his opinion? Was he just talking of a possibility, a mere possibility? No. He said to that man, truly I tell you, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. There's no doubt, there is no possibility. Here, when Jesus said words like this, truly, verily, verily, as we used to say, truly, truly, we're talking here about his authority, about his truthfulness, about his trustworthiness. The trustworthiness of Jesus' words. He said to the criminal beside him, today, you will be with me. You will be with me in paradise. There are words that transmit, that convey certainty and security. But the fourth question that I want to ask about these words of Jesus to the criminal, is a question. When did Jesus say those words? When did he say them? And the answer is, Jesus said these words when he himself was dying. Jesus was also on a cross, as that criminal was there, the one Jesus was receiving. Jesus himself was dying. Why was Jesus dying? Yes, it's true that the governor, Pilate, had condemned him to death, and because some soldiers had nailed him to a cross. But there is another answer. Jesus was dying because he had been born to die. He was born to die. He was dying for us, to save us. But listen to this. Jesus was dying on the cross for that man beside him. In other words, right at that moment, when both of them were dying and the other criminal too, Jesus was giving his life freely and of his own will for that man who said to him, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus was dying for him. He was dying for that very man, to save that man. And he was able to say to that man those wonderful words, today you'll be with me in paradise, because right at that moment, Jesus was actually giving his life for that man, opening the doors of paradise for him and for us. And that's why Christian hope is a certain hope. It's a hope that we need. It's a wonderful hope. It's a hope that's a sure hope. And one thing more, one truth more. Christian hope is also a hope that we don't deserve, that we don't deserve. Let me ask you a final question. What did that criminal do? What did he do to deserve, go to paradise. What did he do to deserve to go to heaven? What's the answer? I know that you know the answer. The answer is, he didn't do anything. He did nothing, nothing, nothing at all to deserve to go to paradise. He had been born as a sinner, like you and me. And he was also a criminal. He was being executed for his crimes. And he himself recognizes that in his words to his colleague and the other, his friend on the other cross. In 41, it says, speaking this criminal, speaking to his, he said, we indeed justly suffer because we're receiving the due reward of our deeds. We're suffering justly because we're getting what we deserve. We're receiving what we deserve for what we've done, for our crimes. The fact is that we don't know of any good work that this person, this criminal, had done. What's more, we know of nothing good about this man. But the fact is that that man who was a sinner, a criminal, as he died that day, as soon as he died, went directly to paradise. Incredible, isn't it? This is just completely against all kinds of religions, which are human religions that have existed and will exist. But it doesn't go against the message of Jesus, because this is the message of Jesus. What happened to that man is the gospel. It's the good news that there is salvation for sinners in Jesus. That is the good news. That is the message, the Christian message. That's the hope, Christian hope. And that's the message that you and I also need. The hope, the Christian hope, is an undeserved hope. We don't deserve it. Let me go. Let me conclude this message. In the midst of this situation that we're living through, we're in the midst of sickness, death, worry, concern, but I want to convey hope to you today, to give you hope. There is no greater or more real hope than the hope, the Christian hope. It's a hope that's needful. We need it. We all need it. You need it. It's a hope that's a wonderful hope. The hope of stopping suffering. The hope of one day going to heaven. The hope of being with Jesus forever. The hope of one day being raised from the dead. It's a hope that's certain. Jesus gives it to us. His words are clear. His words are promises. And he gave his life to achieve that. And it's a hope that we don't deserve. We don't have to be good. We're not good. We are not good. This is by grace, the unmerited favor that God gives us. We only have to trust in Jesus, nothing more. Just trust in Jesus. What did that man do that day, that criminal? He recognized his sins. He believed in Jesus. He asked Jesus to save him. And after that, he heard those wonderful words of Jesus addressed to him personally. Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. What about us? What about you?